Ksuvas, Perik Yud, Mishnah Gimel, 10:3. So this really is following up on the previous Mishnah. We talked about there has to be enough money to go around to pay out the Ksubos and have at least a dinar left over so that we can do both Bidin Dichrin and pay out the Dorais idea of every boy getting equally. So now the question is, which assets of the estate are included in these calculations? So the Mishnah says, Hayusham Nechasim Baro'i. If they're just, I'll call them potential assets, assets that are meant to come into the estate. The way the bartender learns it, we're talking here about like financial assets, meaning either iska, equity, like, you know, he has a stock certificate that has to, you know, he owes some a piece of paper in, you know, in a company. Or he has a halva, he has a loan. This is a debt instrument, right? So he loans someone a dinar and they have to pay it back. So though he doesn't have that dinar in his hand, he has an IOU piece of paper, which means that sooner or later that dinar will come to him, or that stock represents an equity interest that's worth, you know, at least a dinar. So the Mishnah says, Einan kevamuchzak, that doesn't count towards what was held in the estate at the time of the death of the father. We disregard those financial assets, debt or equity. That's what the bartender learns. There are other mafarshim learn that we're talking here about, like, let's say, a future inheritance. In other words, for example, on the Monday the father dies, and he had, let's say, you know, only enough to meet the needs of the ksuba, let's say. But let's say before they divide up the estate, his father, meaning the heir's grandfather, dies, leaving more money to the estate. So the point is, it flowed down later on to have enough to divide amongst all the boys in excess of the total claim on the ksubas. So the point is, at the time of the death of the father, there wasn't that money there. So that's called bara'ui, it's potential to come, but it hasn't come yet. In any of all those cases, the Mishnah is saying we don't count those towards the calculations. Now, Rabbi Shimon Omer, afilu yesham nechasim she'en l'machrayas. Rabbi Shimon says, forget financial instruments, even real assets that aren't, assets like, you know, physical assets, metaltlin, chattels, that aren't like real estate. Yesh l'machrayas literally means has, you know, can have a lien on it, but that's not the point at all. The point is that the real estate is all that counts towards the calculation. So if the estate has real estate that only adds up to the ksuba or less than that, even if it has other metalton, whether that's, you know, livestock in the backyard, whether that's, you know, a Ming vase on the shelf, it doesn't matter. The point is, it doesn't count. Cash doesn't count. All that matters is the real estate itself. So it says, affiliation, the chasm she'en l'machrayas, doesn't matter if there's other chattels, movables, objects, cash in the estate. Ain't no klum. Those don't feature into the calculations one bit. Ad shiusham nechasim sheish lemachrayas, unless there's enough real assets, real estate, yoser al shtei haksubos dinar, that in total the value exceeds the amount of the claims of both ksubas plus another dinar. Now, the reason why Rabbi Shimon holds that, and it's actually not, he's not having much of an achlokus from the Tanna Kamma, is he says the benin dichrin clause that the rabbis instituted, that was only what it only attaches, only encumbers real assets to nechasim shesh l'machrayas, real estate. But it doesn't like allow her to claim, the woman, the ksuba claimer, and now the, you know, the what devolves upon her children, her ability to collect a ksuba from the chattels. That being the case, Rabbi Shimon says we only look at the actual real assets, the real estate, and that has to be more than, you know, in the case I gave before, 601, meaning the total amount of the ksubas plus an extra dinar of real estate. Now, the Tanna Kamma actually agrees that we're really looking to the nechasim sheish l'machrayas, the real assets, the real estate, to figure this out. But they're just saying that's on the full, on just on the 600, we'll call it, just on the amount that adds up to the total ksubas. But if that extra one dinar came from chattels, the Ming vase on the shelf brought us past, it was 600 that we had in real estate, plus the Ming vase, or plus bank in the account, money in the bank account, etc. That will be sufficient, says the Tanna Kamma. Rabbi Shimon says, no, that's all come from real estate, even that extra dinar. Now, lahalacha, this is a little more complicated, because lahalacha, even though in the Mishnah's mind, and really in the Gemara's mind, the woman's claim for ksuba only encumbers, only attaches to real assets, Nechasim Shesh HaMachrayas. The Gaonim, after the Gemara was closed, said Midrabban. They said, listen, a woman is also going to be able to collect on her ksuba from Nechasim She'en HaMachrayas, from also Metaltlin, chattels, movable objects like the Ming vase, and the money in the bank account. That being the case, the Shulchan Aruch is split, brings two opinions. One Pshita in the Shulchan Aruch is that the calculation to figure out if we have enough to divide amongst the boys for Bidin Dichrin includes other things besides for real estate, meaning other not financial assets, but metalin, chattels, you know, like the Ming vase, etc. And others say no. It's true. The Gaonim said that women collect on their ksuba from chattels, movable objects, but that didn't come to address the Benin Dichron clause, just to help a woman collect on her own ksuba. So there's a split opinion there, but everyone agrees in the Shulchan Aruch, all opinions, that we're only looking to get the total amount. We're only talking about the total amount that gets the value of the ksubas in aggregate, but the additional dinar we need, that could come from metalton according to everybody. So meaning, even according to the, I'll call it the strict opinion, you need to have, in the example I gave with this, you know, 600, there's two ksubas of 300 each, we need to have 300 plus 300 equals 600 dinar worth of real estate, and then the extra dinar beyond that could come from chattel, according to everybody, like a Ming Vaz, or just a dinar sitting around in the bank account.